Tampa Bay's morning crew.
All right, she's on the phone right now. We love her, the pride of Cypress, Texas. It is Danielle Bradbury. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing great. We miss you greatly.
Oh, I know. Weird times, huh?
Absolutely. All right, Danielle Bradbury on the phone right now. She's got a new song out called Never Have I Ever. Now, Lana, you were on a Zoom call with her not too long ago.
Not too long ago, yeah. I got to hear the single for the first time. She actually sang it for us, which was kind of nice.
Was it any good, did you think?
Very, very good.
Just kidding, Danielle.
And then she sang a couple of her other songs, which I also love, too. I still love that song, Sway. That was one of my favorites.
That is a great song.
Oh, thank you.
So how are you feeling about Never Have I Ever? I mean, where did this come from? I mean, obviously, I know the game Never Have I Ever. Where did this come from? Inspiration for this?
Yeah, I'm super excited about this song. It's been, you know, thankfully doing great so far, and I hope it just keeps going. And the inspiration behind this song, it was, you know, kind of manifesting and talking about a relationship that I hope to have. And, you know, I got out of a toxic relationship, and we talked about, you know, hopefully meeting that person one day and what that would feel like. And I basically manifested the relationship I'm in now, which is absolutely insane, but I got it to happen.
That's awesome. I didn't realize you were in a relationship. That's great. So what were the three things you were looking for in this next relationship that you are now in?
JR is taking notes, by the way.
Yeah, I need to take notes.
Right. Overall, obviously somebody that's faithful and just treats me really good, like a princess, and just, you know, overall a good person. I had a lot to look forward to, especially coming out of kind of a rough relationship. But it was just, you know, like the song says, just never have I ever felt my heart, you know, feel so calm and so excited at the same time, just feeling all the feelings and just excited to, you know, about this person. And that's exactly how I felt, you know, meeting and talking to my now boyfriend for the first time. And it's exciting. That's the main word.
Are you dating anybody that we know?
No, he's not an artist or anything.
He's not in the business at all?
No, he's not.
Oh, this is interesting. All right, I want to know how you guys met. Hang on, we'll come back, we'll play Sway, and then we got a game we want to play with you as well. It's after this. That is Danielle Bradbury, Sway. She is on the phone right now, 995-QYK. So we were just talking to her about this new guy she's dating. He is not in the business whatsoever. So I'm always curious to know how you met him.
So a lot of firsts for me. I've never done this before, but I actually reached out to him and followed him on Instagram.
Whoa! Uh-oh. Look at that!
I know. And he, at the time, was living in California. He's from Southern California. And, you know, I saw that in his bio, like, L.A., and I'm like, oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, you spent some time out there with The Voice. Yeah, I got it.
Exactly, yeah. And I took about 3 days to press in because, again, I've never done that, and I have one of my best friends with me, and she's a little bit more confident when it comes to stuff like that. So she was egging me on, and I said something, and sure enough, he messaged me back, and the rest is history.
Okay, hold on, Danielle. We got to get into this just for a second, all right?
Yeah.
What was the opening line that you sent?
Oh, y'all are going to laugh. I said, have you ever been to Nashville?
Well, hey.
And that's all it took?
This guy was hook, line, and sinker. I got to use that one.
Yeah, so that's what started it.
And how did you know him? You just saw him on Instagram?
She's just
a random guy?
Instagram.
So there, if you're not familiar with Instagram, which I feel like a lot of people are, there's this thing called the Explore page. And we had like a little bit of mutual followers. Like we followed some of the same people. And I think that helped, you know, bring him up on my page.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just going through my Explore page and saw this really handsome guy.
Explore page. I didn't even know about the Explore
page. Come on, Jared, get on the Explore
page. What am I doing? I got to get on this thing.
And I clicked on his Instagram and I just started going through, and there's some videos, and I'm like, this guy is like a dream. Like,
oh my goodness.
And at the time, he was a model. So I was like, kind of skeptical. I'm like, okay.
Right.
And then I got to eventually meet him in person. And I'm like, oh my God. And I felt like I had known him forever. And it just, it just all was like a feeling I've never felt before. And it, like I said, it all goes back to never have I ever.
I love it. I love this.
I'm scrolling through your Instagram right now. You're not posting any pictures of him at all.
Let's keep it that private.
I posted a couple in the beginning. But yeah, a lot of them are just kind of Instagram stories.
Yeah, Lana, let her do her thing in private. She's still getting to know this guy. Let her do her thing in private. That's totally fine.
I can't imagine him being like, oh my gosh, Daniel Bradbury is DMing me. Holy cow.
I know. I mean, I didn't know how to respond when she DM'd me a long time ago. It was very strange. But I will tell you this, Lana. I bought her first drink in Texas for her 21st birthday.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember this, Danielle, when we had margaritas?
I do, yeah.
See, it didn't work out for me. I bought her a drink. It didn't work out, but it's all good.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so Never Have I Ever is the song. Talking to Danielle Bradbury. We're going to obviously play the game with you. Never Have I Ever. You ready?
Okay.
All right, punched someone.
Oh, God. No, actually, never have I ever.
All right. Next one is received stitches.
Never.
Wow.
Knock on wood.
Yes. Changed a dirty diaper.
I have done that. Yes.
Okay. You have done that. Now, I think I know this one is true. Have gotten a tattoo.
Oh, I've gotten many.
You've gotten many.
And you just recently told us about a new one you got.
Yeah. I recently got two in one sitting, which I probably need to slow my roll. But they're both in Spanish, actually, because my grandmother was Hispanic, and she called my sister and I a bunch of names in Spanish, and the two I have are Mi Reina, which is my queen, and then Mi Preciosa, which is my precious.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
Very cool. All right, and finally, failed a test in high school.
Oh, I have failed many.
Well, good thing you can sing.
Yeah, right?
I love it. Hey, Danielle, we appreciate you coming on with us. We are super happy for you, by the way, with this relationship. And, of course, the success of Never Have I Ever. Over 7 million on-demand streams. That is insane. We're obviously playing it right here on 99.5 QIK as well. We wish you luck. We can't wait to see you. Stay safe and have a great day.
Yeah, y'all too. Thank you.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It is First Responder Friday here at 99.5 QIK, our chance to honor a first responder in our community. Today we have Tanya on the phone. Good morning, Tanya. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
We're doing awesome. So tell us who you'd like to nominate and recognize today.
I would like to nominate and recognize my husband, Sean Van Adder. He is a captain with Hillsborough County Fire Rescue for 25 years. He's also a reserve deputy for Hillsborough County.
Wow.
As well as in the military on his third branch of service.
Wow.
He's a busy guy.
Busy guy and lots of service for sure.
Yes.
And how long have you guys been married?
We've been married for 23 years. I met Sean when I was a deputy for Hillsborough County.
Okay.
And I happened to fly by the fire station to use the restroom and met him.
Really?
Did you strategically do that because you knew he was there or just by happenstance?
Well, in the particular area that I worked, that was probably the safest place for me to go to use the restroom.
Okay.
And not only that, but the scenery was a lot nicer.
Not a bad idea, though.
That's a great idea.
Right?
That's awesome, Tanya.
Tanya, it says here in your email that you really, that he really loves his country. I mean, obviously, with all of the different positions that he has. Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, my gosh. Sean was in the Marine Corps prior to me meeting him. He was in a company called Fast Company, and I always tease him because Fast Company in the Marine Corps stands for Fake SEAL Team.
Okay.
So we always tease him about that, and when he got out of the Marine Corps, he went to the fire station, and then that's where I met him.
Wow, and he's also received the Medal of Valor?
Yes, Sean received the Medal of Valor from the President of the United States back in 2002.
Wow.
After our daughter was born, he responded to a scene on the interstate and rescued a family. And at that time, the chief of the fire department put him in for the Medal of Valor that the president was giving out to first responders.
Wow.
So we flew to Washington, D.C., and that's where he received that.
What a great guy. That's so fantastic. Well, listen, we want to say thank you, Tanya, for nominating Sean, and please give our love to him and our thanks to him, and we just appreciate everything he does and your service as well, because we know that's a sacrifice for you when he goes to work every single day. So thank you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right, Tanya, bye-bye.
Bye, Tanya.
It's one of my favorite parts of the week right there. First Responder Friday. We want you to nominate someone, too. It takes 2 minutes. It's on our website, 995QIK.com. And also, Military Monday. Give a shout-out to someone who's in the military or someone in your family or a friend or whatever. Nominate them right now at 995QIK.com.
Time now for the second date update on 99.5 QYK.
All right, we got Justin on the phone this morning. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I'm pretty good.
All right, brother. Well, listen, we got your email about this girl, April, that you went on a date with. I would love to hear from you about who she is, what she does, and what's going on with you guys.
Yeah, so, yeah, we met. It was funny. We met in the Chipotle, like just standing in the line at Chipotle. We had some small talk, you know, kind of just laughing about the 6 feet markers and just, you know, chit chat. And, you know, I liked what she looked like and she seemed fun. So anything to talk to her. And then, you know, we exchanged numbers and, I left and we talked a little bit and we ended up going out on a date. We went to Soho Backyard. You know, we had a drink or two. everything seemed great. And then, after that, I haven't heard from her since. And, you know, I've texted her a few times. I don't want to be too pushy, but, you know, I'm trying to figure out what went wrong.
Well, how did the date end? I mean, did it seem like she wanted to see you again after the date was over?
Yeah, it seemed like it. She said she wanted to see me again, and, you know, she said, you know, I'll talk to you soon. But that was the last I heard from her.
Think about it really carefully, because everybody says everything went great. But even, like, a little bit of awkwardness in any subject you guys talked about or anything that came up on the date, any awkwardness at all?
Not that I can think of. It was a short date, you know, relatively speaking. We didn't spend too much time, but, you know, we had a few drinks, and, no, it seemed pretty good on my side.
There wasn't a lot of time for you to screw it up, is what you're saying.
And, you know, she was laughing. She didn't seem awkward. It's not like she said, oh, no, I got a phone call. I got to go. You know, then, you know, the date ended naturally. And, you know, so that's why I'm so bummed. I thought, you know, it went well.
All right, cool. Well, let's do this. We're going to try to get her on the phone for you. All right. So hang on for us.
All right. Great.
One of our 7:15 second date update replays today, 995QYK. It was between Justin and April. Justin reached out to us about a girl he met at Chipotle while waiting in line. Her name was April. They got to talking, and they decided to go to Soho Backyard, have some drinks. He thought everything went great. He felt good about the date. He felt good about having a second date, but he hadn't heard from her since. Here's what happened when we got her on the phone and asked her what was going on.
Listen, Justin was, he's a really nice guy. He's actually really cool, but it was just kind of awkward because when we first met, we were both wearing masks and we went to Soho Backyard. We had our masks off and he kind of looked familiar, but I was having a good time and I didn't really think much of it. And then as the night ensued, I kind of put two and two together when we were drinking and I realized that I actually used to date one of his good friends. So, ooh, I don't know. It probably wasn't, I don't know if he recognized me. I mean, I didn't date this guy for much, really that long. It's more like a fling. It lasted for about a month, but either way, I think he was pretty good friends with this guy. So, I don't know. I just felt like not.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Was it like a serious relationship, or was it just a fling? You said, huh?
Yeah, it was just like a literally like a month long fling, and the guy was kind of, you know, he's kind of a jerk anyway. So,
oh wow.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, how did it end with that guy?
It didn't end well. Like, we kind of, I don't know. He was just rude, and but, I don't know. It got really weird towards the end of the month that we were together. But I figure sometimes you're the company, you know, you are the company you keep, right? So
sure.
I figured maybe, you know, Justin is kind of like this guy, like nice at first, you know, and then just would show his colors. And I just didn't want to be in that situation again.
Right. Well, I can see your hesitation for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen, we actually have Justin on the phone with us, and he's heard all what you had to say. I think those are valid concerns. I think he just kind of was in the dark about this.
Yeah.
Justin?
Hi, April.
Hi. Sorry.
About Craig. That's my friend's name.
Oh, okay.
We we definitely talk about everything, like, and especially people we date and things, you know, girls we're going to go out with and stuff. I knew you guys had dated, and you are totally right. He is a jerk, and I am nothing like him. You know, we've grown up together, so he's kind of like my brother. But it's not a big deal on my end. You know, I don't care.
Wow.
Wait, you guys dated. Talked about it, like, and you're fine with it? And what did he say?
Yeah, I mean, he said he had a good time with you, and it just didn't work out. I know how he can be. I've been his friend for a long time, and I know how he can treat girls. For me, I'm just nothing like him. I just want you to know that. And, you know, I'd like to go out on another date, if it doesn't bother you.
I mean, I'm kind of, like, floored of a little bit. I thought that maybe it'd be something like there's, like, a bro code or something.
Well, that's what I was going to say, too. I thought it would be the bro code, too, like, my first thought. But now the fact that he says I know how my buddy can be, think about how much better Justin's going to look.
Oh, yeah. His buddy. No doubt.
So this may be playing into his advantage a little bit. I mean, doesn't seem like he cares that much at all, or at all. What about going on another date, April?
I mean, I really did enjoy my time, the short time that we spent together. So as long as he's okay with it. I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just caught off guard because I wasn't expecting you to be cool with it. I thought you'd be like, okay, see ya.
Yeah, no, I had a great time. I don't want him to ruin it for, like, he ruins it for himself. He's not going to ruin it for me.
Look at that.
Wow, nice. Well, listen, guys, we'd love to set you up another date. We'd like to pay for it as well. And I'm going to put you on hold. Kevin's going to talk to you guys, get all the info we need, and we'll set you guys up again, all right?
Awesome. All right, guys. Thanks.
And hopefully Craig gets to hear this at some point.
Yeah.
So definitely tell him to check out the podcast later.
Yay, we have it.
Yes, we did.
I love it.
I guess, Kevin's good luck after that vacation, bringing all the love back.
That's right.
Awesome.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, guys, hang on for me.
All right.
You know, sometimes they work out, and that's why it's one of our favorites right there, 99.5 QIK. All right, coming up in 6 minutes, I want to tell you about a new technology that Amazon is releasing, and it may make you do some self-inventory. I'll tell you about it coming up 6 minutes away.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Kevin, broadcasting from home right now. How's everything going over there, buddy?
Good. Breakfast has been served. Dog's been out. He's been fed. Clothes are on. So ready for their Zooms coming.
Very cool. And then also a big meeting coming up at 8 o'clock as well, right?
Yeah, Hillsborough County School Board, they're meeting again this morning to finalize what is going to happen if you chose to have your kids go back to school on Monday the 31st. So we'll see what happens at 8 o'clock. I'll be tuned. Trust me.
All right. All right. Right now, though, we are talking about this new technology that Amazon is releasing. It's a new fitness tracker that analyzes your voice and can tell you if you're being a jerk. It's supposed to help you with your communication skills, especially in relationships and whatnot. Here they are talking about it a little bit. Good Lord, Kevin. It's my fault. My bad. Thank you for putting it right there.
Social well-being is important to your health, too. When the tone feature is enabled, Halo analyzes the tone of your voice throughout the day to help you better understand how you may sound to others. Like, maybe you thought you sounded affectionate, but actually sounded bored. Maybe in the future you can do a better job complimenting her talents.
Oh, my God.
That's exactly what I need. It's called the Halo Band. That's exactly what I need is someone to tell me what a jerk I'm being.
Yeah, seriously.
So the example they give in the promo video is there's a guy sleeping on the couch after a fight with his wife. Then he checks his Halo app and realizes he wasn't being supportive.
Oh, my gosh.
And he has to apologize to her. Why do I feel like this was created by women? Which, if it was, all the power to them.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is how we're really going to get to them. They may not listen to us, but they're going to listen to their watch.
That's right.
Good.
You're being a jerk. Okay, I guess I won't be anymore. My watch told me so.
If you say so, Halo Band.
Yeah.
It'll cost $99 on Amazon, but you can request an early access to get it for $65 right now. And then the tracking app is $4 a month. But guess what? The first 6 months of being told you're a jerk are free. So that's always nice.
That's fantastic.
But they did send me one, a little prototype.
Oh, did they?
I have one right here. So just, you know, have a conversation that you would be having with Jenny right now. Just, you know, just a conversation. She gets home from work. What would you be saying?
Hey, how was your day? Was it great? What happened today? So, how was your drive home? Oh, it was not good. Okay. Well, that stinks. I'm sorry.
You're a jerk.
I know.
You're a jerk.
Oh.
You're a jerk.
I know.
You're a jerk.
That's unfortunate.
You're a jerk.
Apparently.
You're a jerk.
I know.
You're a jerk.
I guess me telling you that your drive home, I guess I'm a jerk. I'm sorry.
Jeez, man. Could have been a little nicer, Jenny. Be honest, though, that new watch got some bass to it, too.
Seriously, no kidding. They put a good speaker in that.
The Halo Band from Amazon, if you want to be told that you are being a jerk. So we'll see how it goes. If they sell out, we know we got a lot of jerks in the world, for sure. All right, coming up next, your Universal tickets on 99.5 QIK. Here's John Party. All right, Universal tickets up for grabs right now on 99.5 QIK. We got Natalia on from Spring Hill. Kevin, what is the game we are about to play?
Know Your Universe.
Natalia, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you a question about the universe. I will give you multiple choice. And then you have to answer correctly, 2 out of 3, and you can win those Universal tickets, all right?
Okay.
All right, here's the first one. It's a 50-50 chance on this one. Is the sun a planet or star?
Star.
Correct. Yes, it is a star.
A star.
Yes. All right, ready? What is the largest planet in the universe? Is it Mars, Saturn, or Jupiter?
Jupiter
is correct. Look at her, Natalia on fire.
Wow, awesome.
Roughly 11 times bigger than the Earth. All right, so you already won, but let's do one for fun. Okay, ready?
Okay.
What is the age of the moon? More or less than 4 billion years old?
More.
Oh, my God. She's on fire.
More than 4.5 billion years
old. It's about 4.5 billion years old.
Wow.
Gosh. I love it. Way to go, Natalia. You just got Universal tickets.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. My kids have been wanting to go.
Well, listen, and on the way there, you guys can talk about the universe and get the ball rolling, education, and have a great time. You got 2 tickets. We're also going to give you a parking pass. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we'll have more of those tickets this afternoon at 4:40. And coming up, your 8:10 Music Minute. Got some album release news for you on 99.5 QYK.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, some big news for you Chris Stapleton fans. Lana actually hinted at this yesterday, Kevin. He is dropping a new album in November.
How awesome.
It's going to be called Starting Over. It comes out November 13th. So excited for that. He is always just a beast when it comes to country music. Carrie Underwood also going to be releasing a Christmas album coming up. It's going to be called My Gift. It has John Legend on there and some other special guests. It'll come out September 25th. Also going to offer a vinyl version on October 30th.
That's cool.
Yeah, there's going to be a very special version of Little Drummer Boy that she says will feature her own little drummer boy, her 5-year-old Isaiah. Happy birthday to Jake Owen and Shania Twain today. Shania is 55 and Jake is 39. Here's what he had to say about being a father.
As I said, you know, it's a big deal having kids in general, but to have a baby girl and be responsible as a father for you know, to lead a little girl in the right direction and be there for her throughout her life is an amazing responsibility, and I'm lucky to have that now 2 times over.
Happy birthday to him. Well, Thomas Rhett's wife has accomplished something else. She is now a New York Times best-selling author. They have literally done everything together.
They really have. There's nothing they can't do.
Her book, Live and Love, has now become a New York Times bestseller just a week after it was released. So I think she's got some star power.
I'm thinking so, yeah.
Jason Aldean likes to get the approval from his wife when it comes to his music, and she is loving his new song, Got What I Got.
That's her favorite song on the album. So whenever she goes, that's, you know, all the girls are going to love that song. I'm like, all right. Well, that's why I cut it, but I'm glad that, you know, it's making the I'm glad it's making the connection here.
Score influence with the wife right there. Love that song, too, but I got what I got. Big reminder, he's going to do his Corona Backyard Beach Party, his virtual concert on Twitter. It's going to start at 6 p.m. tonight, our time, with Brett Young and Maddie and Tay. And you just go to Live Nation on Twitter. Again, that is tonight at 6 p.m. our time. Here's his song, Got What I Got, right now on 99.5 QIK. That is your Music Minute. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Kevin, Lana here. And Kevin is working from home right now doing the e-learning with his kids. How's that going, Kev?
Yeah, so far so good. I got one kid on the 8 o'clock Zoom, and the second one's coming up in 7 minutes.
Well, obviously, the plan was to do 1 week of e-learning for Hillsborough County Schools and then to go back to brick and mortar next week. Well, they called an emergency school board meeting to reevaluate that. It's actually going on right now. Kevin and I have been watching it live. Kevin, the vibe seems very prickly, I guess I would say.
Yeah, so they're having people speak and tell them their feelings. So there's actually a gentleman that's on there right now, and he said he was a teacher, parent, and he is for the kids to go back because, you know, he's a teacher and he's having to find childcare and it's costing him a lot of money because we don't know what we're doing. Then another person said, you know, the kindergarten, first, second grade, they're learning to read and write. They are not going to get that while being at home e-learning the way they can being in school. So far they've had about four or five people speak. Not one of them has said to do e-learning for 3 weeks. Every one of them has said, please go back Monday.
You gave an example of a teacher. I know some teachers personally as well in Hillsborough County who have said the same thing to me, like, hey, we need to just go back and we need to stick with something. This back and forth stuff is killing families.
That's what's tough.
And what he actually said is, I don't have time to change my plans from today to Monday.
I know, we're talking 3 days from now, we may not go back if you decided to have your child go back. I mean, It's really been emotional and it's really been frustrating being a parent and having this happen. So hopefully we'll see what happens. But
we're going to keep you
updated here shortly. So
yeah, I think so. Another point that they made that I thought was interesting was like some of these grades, there's critical years in building and having building blocks that will affect them for the rest of their lives. And so these are the times that you can't get that from e-learning in some cases.
Yep.
So that's I know true. I couldn't. I'm a hands-on guy, so I'm not the read and then apply. I'm totally a hands-on person. But also, on the other side of the coin, safety is always an issue. We 100%. Get that. It's interesting because you can't get mad at someone for saying, hey, I want to do e-learning, because you get where they're coming from. But at the same time, you got to say, well, we got to go back at some point. I mean, we've taken every precaution we can. I mean, do we give it a shot?
I know. It's true. But yeah, I mean, listen, every other county, Pasco, Polk, Pinellas, they've already gone back. It's only Hillsborough that's having the problem. So we're that's why, and obviously I live in Hillsborough, so it pertains to me, but it's just it's a lot of been like, hey, we're doing this, because on Tuesday you're like, we're just going to stick with the plan. And then yesterday it's like, no, we're calling an emergency meeting. We may not. It's just been a lot.
Yeah.
And I just would like, just say it, whatever it is, and let's just go with it.
Right. That's and then we can work from there, because you can plan, even if it is e-learning. 100%. Maybe harder, but you can plan, I guess.
Right.
All right. Coming up, we are going, by the way, we'll keep you updated as that meeting keeps going.
Yes.
Coming up, there's some skimmers out there. You know how you go to the gas pump and they can skim your credit card? Some right here in St. Pete that police are warning you about and want you to check your bank account if you've been using this one. I'll tell you about it next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK. JR and Kevin here. Kevin broadcasting from home due to e-learning. Kevin, this is kind of a scary thing.
All right.
Banks and police, St. Petersburg Police Department, say credit card skimmers were found on gas pumps at a 7-Eleven convenience store at one of the city's busiest intersections. This would be at 34th Street and 5th Avenue. 34th Street and 5th Avenue. At 7-Eleven, they found some credit card skimmers. Now, if you don't know what a credit card skimmer is, it's what it sounds like. It's skimming the codes off your card. The number on your card, therefore, can be reused for purchases. So they're asking you to check your bank account, make sure that you can confirm all purchases, because they did find these skimmers on that on the 7-Eleven gas pumps at 34th Street and 5th Avenue. I go by there every day. That's scary.
Really?
Yeah, I don't go there every day, but I'm saying, but I go by that. I know exactly where that one is.
Right. Oh, man.
So just take a second today, look at your bank account, and come on, people are ridiculous. I can't believe people do this, but unfortunately, there's these kind of people out there, but the St. Pete PD are warning you. Again, that 7-Eleven, 34th Street and 5th Avenue. Check your credit card balances today and just make sure you are safe. It's 995 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate you. JR and Kevin here right now. Kevin is at home right now with his kids with e-learning, but broadcasting from there. Kevin, you and I have been kind of watching the Hillsboro, school board meeting. Asking if this is going to, if you guys are going to return to school on Monday, your kids being included in that, or if they're going to go back to their 4 weeks of e-learning, which would cost them an immense amount of money that's provided by the state. Because they said that the four-week mandatory e-learning was unconstitutional. So now they're doing another emergency meeting today. So what are your thoughts right now, Kevin, as a parent?
I'm nervous. I'm anxious. I truly am. I'm, like, shaking because I can't wait for them just to decide. They're still talking and, you know, just give me the answer one way or the other. I just need it. That's where I'm at.
So they heard people out today, and now they are doing their votes and putting in. Superintendent Addison Davis just said this moments ago.
I do agree, though, it's time for us to move in concert, for us to stand together and continue to offer opportunities for every learner within this community. And we know that this, and I've said it before, this decision is truly, for those who are watching, truly difficult to make from everyone. It's weighed on our hearts and your hearts for many, many months. And if you look at that, this is a norm across throughout the state of Florida and throughout this nation. And when we speak to about the readiness, this team has worked tremendously hard. And they have worked overtime every single day. And so have teachers. And so have support staff. And so have vendors that have been a part of this process in order to prepare for us to launch. You would say that, you know, when we talk about we're not ready, this team is ready. Are we going to have barriers? The answer is yes. We're going to have barriers. Look across the state. Do you think everyone across the state is ready to deal with a pandemic they have never been exposed for before? So to continue to talk about how we're not ready, we're learning along the way. We're going to see barriers. We're going to have hiccups. But how we are prepared to address them, react to them, communicate through them, and be honest and transparent with them, we will be there. Teachers have planned, leaders have planned, the staff has planned to create both choice through e-learning and both choices through brick and mortar. So for the board to rescind their vote as of August 6th for the 4 weeks of e-learning and for us to continue to follow the our choice offerings related to providing Hillsboro Virtual, e-learning, and brick and mortar to our community.
Well, that's what Addison, Superintendent Addison Davis had to say, and that was his vote to go back next week and continue with the 1 week of e-learning and then brick and mortar next week. And that's, I mean, Kevin, it's okay. I mean, that would be your vote, correct?
That would be my vote, but obviously I don't have a vote. It's now up to the school board members to vote and decide on what is really going to happen. That is the next step in all this.
All right, so
hopefully have a answer here shortly.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, 995 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK. JR and Kevin here. Kevin broadcasting live from his home, so he's playing virtual teacher. He is a 22-year veteran, ACM, CMA winner, graduate of Jesuit High School, the Tigers, graduate of USF, the Bulls. I told you I'd add it in there for you.
I love it.
I'm just an overall great guy.
I know you are.
No, I was talking about you, but okay. Thank you, buddy.
Oh, hey, appreciate that.
All right, Kevin, what you got in trending in Tampa Bay?
Let's start with the USF Bulls, my alma mater.
That's
the football team will not have fans at Raymond James Stadium for the home opener on September the 12th against the Citadel. USF, they did make a huge announcement yesterday regarding scheduling. They added a three-game, so over 3 years, to play against Notre Dame.
Wow.
This year, they will play at Notre Dame. Notre Dame will play at Raymond James Stadium at some point. Obviously, we don't know when that is yet, but Notre Dame's coming to Tampa. That's a huge deal for the University of South Florida. We played them once. We beat them once. We're 1-0 against them. How about we go 4-0? That'd be fantastic.
Stay on a roll.
Yeah, that's right. The Hillsborough County School Board is still meeting as of this moment. The school board members are actually talking, and they have not made a decision yet. If that decision comes down before 10, we will let you know here on the show, on the Morning Crew show. The Tampa Bay Lightning's Game 4 against the Bruins has been postponed tonight. So if you're looking for it and can't find it, it's not on. And it will now be played on Saturday. And finally, Rob Gronkowski, we love him. He was mic'd up at a practice. By the way, the Buccaneers, they're at Raymond James Stadium this morning going through a simulated game. They even have the scoreboard with the out-of-town scores on them.
Oh, wow.
To make it like, this is how it's going to be like sure. in the stadium. So I love that. But he was mic'd up at practice at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers facility, and we got some great audio from Gronk.
Hey, guys. I'm just practicing my blocks. Ready? Hey, break us down, baby.
Ted's on three. One, two, three.
Ted's. What's Ted's?
Tight end domination.
Oh.
Ted's.
Tight end domination.
I love it, man.
Like, what's Ted's?
I don't know if there's anybody having more fun than that guy out there. So cool.
He is the best. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir. And have a great weekend.
He's pulling double duty today. Got the kids on Zoom, working on the Morning Crew. ACM CMA winner, 22-year veteran. That's why he's the best in the biz. His name is Kevin, and that is what's trending in Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, and Kevin. Thanks so much for waking up with us every day. We appreciate it. Cannot say that much. We say that enough. We love that you are a part of the QYK family. And, you know, we talk about a lot of things that are happening here in Tampa Bay, like this huge school board meeting today. I know it affects Kevin. Kevin's at home watching it as well as I am in the studio trying to figure out what Hillsborough County schools are going to do. Are they going to reopen on Monday? Are they going to go back to the previous proposed plan of four weeks of e-learning? And it's a big effect on everybody.
For sure, and I think they're about to take their vote. Each school board member was saying what they thought about each thing, and we heard one guy who voted yes for the 4 weeks rescind his vote to go back on Monday. So we'll see what happens, but I believe they're going to vote here shortly, so yeah. We'll know the answer.
I mean, there's a lot of money at stake, too. I mean, $200 million they will lose in funding.
That's a lot. It's something you can't ignore.
Yeah, absolutely not. But hopefully, no matter what decision, families will be okay, and Kevin, we'll either be talking to you on Zoom like we are right now from your house, or we'll have you in the studio, so we'll figure
That's
it
right.
out. But, brother, I appreciate all your hard work today, and I know you're... Hey, give me a second. I go get the kids started. Oh, hey, give me... What's that?
Hang on.
Oh, I got something?
Breaking news.
Oh, wow.
Hillsborough School Board has approved a Monday reopening by a vote of 5-2.
Oh, so, you're going back.
It just literally came down. So that is happening. So if you chose to have your kid go back in Hillsborough County, back in the classroom, that will happen Monday.
There you go.
That's it.
I mean, talk about a guy who's just That's so it. Connected in the... In the industry and in the community, it's you.
I'm refreshing my Twitter like every second.
They could change their mind in an hour. Don't worry.
I hope not.
No, I'm kidding. All right, that's good news for you, I guess. Right?
That's it.
All right. Have a great weekend. We will see you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.